I had a very amusing experience a couple of years ago at a lunch counter that I enjoy. I had ordered my hamburger and was waiting for it to be done when a little boy, I'd say about 12 years old, came in. And he had at his left a little boy, I'd say about 7 years old, and this one had what seemed to be his mother beside him. And these three distributed themselves at my side. And the little fellow, 12-year-old, at my very left, said, while he was waiting for his sandwich, a glass of milk, Jimmy wrote a paper today on evolution. And the teacher said Jimmy was wrong, that Adam and Eve were our first parents. Oh, I thought, what a teacher, you know, 1960-something. And the mother said, well, teacher was right. Of course, Adam and Eve were our first parents. I thought, well, what a mother. And then comes this reply, and if I had only taken down the boy's name, I would have proposed him for a medal from the Smithsonian Institute. He said, yes, I know. But this was a scientific paper. And I thought, well, there it begins, you see. And the mother said, oh, those scientists. She said, those are only theories. Yes, he said, I know, they're theories. But they've been factualized. They found the bones. And He has already achieved what most of Christendom took a while to achieve, namely a dividing panel in the brain. And you keep your religion, I don't know which side it's on, and the other one on the other side. And some fine day in this little boy's later life, that panel's going to be removed, and he's going to have what we call doubts. And that's because he doesn't know, he perhaps hasn't read my books and will not know how to read them. Now, with respect to serpents, you may have wondered about this companion of Eve's in the garden. Now, the date for this particular text, let's say chapter 2 of Genesis, is something like the 8th century B.C., and a little later with some later redactions and a lot of doing of things. And we have now a great many seals and even texts from the Sumerian period of about 2000 B.C., and even some a little earlier, showing indeed the garden with the tree of the fruits and with the serpent at the tree, as the divinity of the garden. And we also have from Sumer, 2000 B.C., the cup of good old King Gudea of Lagash. And this libation cup, remember, this is about 1,500 years earlier than the biblical text, shows a staff with two serpents coiling up with seven crossings, and two lion birds, kind of cherubim, drawing the portals open. There we have the cherubim, there we have the serpent and the garden tree, the pole axis of the universe, and a double serpent.